What a fantastic day it is. It really is. It is a fantastic day in Kalamazoo. Of course, it's 76 degrees. Mostly sunny skies out there. A few clouds rolling around. And yes, I'm saying it's fantastic because they actually let me out today. I got to be outside.
What a change.
Isn't that a change?
It is.
Of course, I'm locked in the studio now, but, you know, it's what happens. But, hi, my name is Jeremy Lawrence. It is The Jeremy Lawrence Show, and it's 590 WKZO 308. Pull up a chair, particularly if you're in your car. Stay in your seat. That's fine. We've got a great, great program to deliver to you today. Lots of stuff that we're going to be talking about. A little bit later, the Amash Ellis race. The latest poll is out on this one. I got a statement to make on it. I'll stand by the statement. You'll hear that statement a little bit later on in the program. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Apparently, somewhere in the world, this is one of these things that should make many of us happy that we live in America. We're going to talk about this little note in Turkey. What women are not allowed to do. You'll find this one laughable, and we'll talk about it a little bit later on in the program. If we get the opportunity, an NFL team in San Antonio, they've talked about it for years. Well, now there's a team that's actually given it a little bit of a sniff. We'll tell you who that is a little bit later on. Of course, in just a few minutes, we're going to dig into Mark Schauer, the Democratic candidate for governor, has a plan. 25 pages of a plan. I've looked it over a little bit. We'll talk about it in depth because he's got some interesting things in there. And I do have an interesting question, one that I am not alone in asking. And we'll talk about that here in a little bit. A few things to mention to you, of course, because we like to give things away, and we do. We've got what I call a movie pack twofer. What we've got for you, two movies that open this weekend. Wouldn't it be cool for you to be able to say you went to the theater twice this weekend?
Or you could go on the same day.
You could. Back to back. Whatever it is, whatever your choice is, maybe you want to, you know, treat friends but treat different ones. Yeah, go explain that one. Figure that out. Either way, I've got tickets we're going to give away a little bit later to Guardians of the Galaxy. That's that latest movie in the expanding Marvel universe of superhero movies. Guardians of the Galaxy, two tickets for that on the IMAX screen at Celebration Cinema in Portage. And the James Brown biopic known as Get On Up. I saw the preview to this. This looks interesting, following the life of the man that feels good. So you get the opportunity to go see that one. Couple of brand new movies this weekend, and you could be at both of them on us because we're that kind of people. So that opportunity is coming up, of course, because Michael is listening and because he's probably more on top of it today than yesterday. There will be some sort of dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. I have a feeling.
Working on it.
Figured. Okay. So sorry, I can't keep him from it. I try. Now, some other things we want you to know about. Of course, the video of the day. How refreshing is it when somebody that you do business with says thank you for your business?
I really appreciate
you know,
that.
You enjoy that. You know, even just when, hey, thanks for coming in today. I appreciate that. It just kind of gives you a nice little warm, fuzzy feeling. Imagine if your bank did it. You know, you go into your bank and usually it's just kind of like, who are you again? You know, I don't go in my bank all that often. So
Me either.
You know, but for people that were doing business with this particular bank, it was a bank in Canada that put this together, they had a special ATM in their lobby, the automatic thanking machine. And what they gave to some of their customers, it just boggles the mind, the different things that they, I mean, I'd tell you about it, but it would spoil the surprise. So if you haven't seen this video yet, it is on our website in the blog section at WKZO.com. Also posted on our Facebook page right now for you to be able to check out. And if you haven't liked us on Facebook, what are you doing? I'm kidding, of course, but it is a great idea. because not only will you get an awful lot of, you know, some of the opinion pieces we put together, and you'll get some different news items that we share with you, you also get these videos so that you know. I mean, you know, some of your friends keep up with it, but sometimes it'll take weeks to get that video in front of you on Facebook. Well, we do it, you know, some of the best stuff every single day. And it could be right there in your news feed. Think about that.
Easy to view.
There you go. Just that simple. All right. So that's available for you at the website. Before we get the opportunity to dig into the topic at hand, I did want to make a special announcement. We have been working on this for a long time now. So I wanted to make the announcement that just before the program today, we were actually able to nail down, and there will be an interview with Republican candidate for Senate, Terry Lynn Land. We're going to be talking to her on Monday in the 4 o'clock hour. So I'm looking forward to that. I have really been looking forward to talking to her. We've been trying for a while to get this set up, and we finally have this set up. So we're looking forward to having her on the schedule. We have also reached out to Gary Peters' campaign, and we're in the process of putting something together. So hopefully soon we will have a discussion with both candidates in the race for Senate in this state. And I think that's the thing, you know, and I've talked about it on this program. I've talked about both candidates, my agreement, my disagreement with them, and that kind of thing. But my thoughts aside, you want to hear from these people. You want to hear for yourself and say, all right, I know what Jeremy thinks, and that's fine. But I want to figure out what I think about it. That's why we want to bring these things to you. That's why we're reaching out to candidates all over the place to be able to talk to them so that you can make a more informed vote when you go to vote. Because let's face it, it's political season. So that's happening. It's coming up on Monday. We look forward to having her on the program and chatting with her about her beliefs, the different issues that she's looking at, different solutions that she's come up with, and just the general sense she has. You know, and I think it's that simple question that you ask anybody that's running for office. Why is it that you want to run for that seat? You know, that's the question. And it's a question that I like to ask anybody that's running for something, because you know what? It's important to know what's your motivation here? What are you trying to do? What is it you want to do? So that's certainly among the questions that we will be chatting with her about. Also, a reminder to you, had lots of fun at the Harding's Woodbridge store in Portage today. Man, that was fun. That was a great deal of fun out there. Let people guess the amount of groceries. Had some fun stuff out there. We tried to keep it healthy, but we did, in the effort to bring some fun to the packaged groceries, there was some Grand Traverse Pie Company pie in there. Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
There you go. It was a blueberry pie. Yeah, it's blueberry season, so, you know, it makes sense that we'd have something like that. And boy, did it look good. It almost disappeared from the package. It looked that good.
You mean you almost took it?
Almost. I controlled myself. I really did. But, you know, it's Grand Traverse Pie Company. I mean, that's good stuff.
It is good stuff. I've had their apple pie.
You know, I have had their strawberry rhubarb, which is excellent, by the way. I'm still holding out. I want to get one of those ABC pies. I haven't had that yet. I have heard so many good things about it. I've heard that when you go to buy it, you need to bring a forklift because it is that heavy. but apparently it is also that good. So I'm intrigued. I'm going to have to try that at some time. But it was a lot of fun doing that. Of course, tomorrow we're going to be at it again. Originally, I was going to be at this one, and the schedule is keeping me from doing it. So Jim McKinney is going to be at the one tomorrow, Stadium Drive. He'll be there. That's near 9th Street on Stadium Drive, 11 to 1. And then you can't keep me away from it, really. On Friday, I am going to be on West Main Street at the Harding's Friendly Market there from 11 to 1. I understand there are some interesting things afoot for the grocery selection there. I only say interesting. Interesting in a good way. It really is. Because, if I give you because, I'm going to spoil the secret, and I don't want to do that. But it's going to be good. I'll just tell you that it's going to be good. It's going to be enjoyable, and I hope to see you there, really. But we hope to see you at one of them, and you get the opportunity to win some groceries if you guess the right price, win some gas because we're those kind of people, and win some cool stuff. Had a chance to give out some White Caps tickets earlier today, so that was nice. A lot of fun. So that's what we do. We give stuff away. It's our chance to team up with Harding's Friendly Market, not only to give you some cool stuff, but to celebrate with them. You know, 70 years in the area.
That's great.
That's longer than even I've been alive.
And me too.
Yeah, of course, you. We know that. But
probably both of us combined.
That might be. That might very well be. But you know what? I love celebrating, particularly with a business like this. They believe in the local area. They believe in you know, the things that that you're struggling for and you're striving for. That's why I love supporting local business. Really do. So it's been fun to be out at these, and I look forward to Friday when I get the opportunity to be with you at that. So that's what's coming up. You know what? There's some baseball happening in the next little bit. Got the Tigers and White Sox coming up at 6:40 tonight, and then tomorrow there will be a shortened program because the Tigers have one of their Thursday afternoon affairs, if you will, with the White Sox. 12:40 is when the broadcast gets underway for that. Very likely shortened show unless something strange happens in Detroit, which it does sometimes. Yeah. Baseball thing is strange things happen. It will be a shortened show that day. So, also, if you're into baseball and you're saying, you know what, Thursday evening, I need a little baseball fix, we got you covered there, too, over on our sister station, 1660 The Fan. West Michigan Whitecaps get underway, and they are having a great season this year. The Lake County Cougars, I believe that's what the Cougars, isn't it?
I'm going to have to look that up.
I believe it's the Lake County Cougars. If it's not, then I'm a total schlep. I'll just say that.
Well, they've beat them a lot this year.
But 6:50, the broadcast gets underway on our sister station, so you can be in tune for that. All right.
Well, Lake County Captains.
Captains. Okay, there isn't a... It's the Kane County Cougars, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
okay,
right.
Okay, all right. I got them mixed up a little. It's the Captains. All right. All right, so I wonder if it's Kirk or Picard. I don't know.
Who knows?
I had to ask. So, you know, there has been a lot of talk over the course of the campaign for governor, and you've heard talk from many different circles, whether it be Republican circles, some Democratic circles, some independent circles like myself, who have pointed to Mark Schauer and said, where is his plan? We've said, where is it? What is it that that he has decided that he wants to do as governor? What is it you'd like to do? Give us a detailed plan. Well, sitting in front of me is 25 pages of Mark Schauer's plan for Michigan. Now, he calls it a jobs plan, but really it goes through and talks about his goals for practically everything. Now, I cannot say that I've had enough time today to be able to read it word for word, but I have had time to look this over and check over just the different points that he wants to talk about, the things he wants to focus on. Because, you know, you need to know this sort of thing. And I wanted to share with you what was in here. And I think just to give you a flyover, basically, Mark Schauer has talked about a lot of different things. He's talking about education. He's talking about jobs. He's talking about roads. He's talking about innovation and that kind of thing. Basic flyover that I took when I looked at this plan, when I looked at all the different things that he wants to do, talking about funding for classrooms, talking about having, you know, jobs for the middle class and you know, protecting wages and different things like that. And, you know, he talked about you know, innovation in the state, and he's talked about you know, making cities more livable, reducing the cost of auto insurance. I mean, there's some things there that sound certainly good. And you talk about, you know, road plan and that kind of thing. To this point, He hadn't had a road plan. He basically just said, and I want to fix the roads. Well, now he's come out with some things that he wants to do. And though I think when you read over this plan, there are two things that come to mind as I read over it. Number one, I think the flyover you can get on just about every point in the plan is, it can be summed up in three words. Rick Snyder sucks. That's kind of that's the sense you get from this plan, because as you go through each point, it's Rick Snyder did this, that's bad, I'm going to repeal it, that's good. And that's kind of the sense you get it. And, you know, even goes so far as to, you know, talk about right to work and paints it to, you know, Rick Snyder's right to work law. We're going to work to repeal this. And you get the sense on some of these things. I understand. All right, you're with the Democratic Party. You believe in certain things. That's fine. I understand that. The other thing that you can pull from this, and we'll get into details here a little bit later, but the other thing you can pull from this is you read all of these different things. Some things, you know, have certain sensibilities to them. Others, you kind of go, huh? Okay. But the one thing that is at the bottom line of every one of these is, great. How are you going to pay for it? He talks about tax cuts. He talks about different, you know, business this and that. He talks about investing in roads and education. And I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But the bottom line is, how are you going to pay for it? Mr. Schauer, how are you going to pay for this massive plan? And among all the 25 pages, you get maybe a little bit of how we're going to pay for it, but you don't get a lot. So we'll dig into that here in just a little bit. And definitely as we talk about this and any of the different things we're going to be talking about today, we'll take your phone calls. 877-382-4280 is the toll-free number. 382-4280 locally and 80373. You can text us and let us know your thoughts on that. Appropriate texts we'll share. Inappropriate texts, Michael will be laughing and snorting through his nose.
Definitely. So it happens all the time.
You know, it's something he does. So
I like humor.
Of course. Humor is a good thing. All right. Now, we've got some things to take care of here in just a second. But first, before we do anything else, we need to take a time out for traffic. And for that, we'll go to Michael.
Yes, got a tip from a listener and a texter letting us know that Red Arrow Highway is blocked going west in Mattawan. So if you're trying to get to Pawpaw, it's not going to happen. It's being blocked by the police. So try to find an alternate way around if you can.
Okay. All right. So that's our traffic note for you. And as we continue, we'll talk about Mark Schauer's plan for the state. We'll dig in on some of this stuff. It's interesting. I don't think we'll get all the way through it, but there's some decent stuff in here and some stuff where you go, huh? Stick around. I'll tell you about it. Six degrees in Kalamazoo. It's 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show, 328. This portion of the program is brought to you by Heritage Christian Academy, your local pre-K through 12 school where faith turns friends into family. Glad that you're along with us. Well, Democratic candidate for governor, Mark Schauer. You know, for months, there has been talk about, great, what's your plan? Well, I'm going to predict that there is a new refrain. Great, how are you going to pay for it? And that proves out when he announced his plan, when he got out and announced it, when they were doing this, reporters at that particular point went after him and basically asked him every sort of form of question to say, Mr. Schauer, how are you planning on paying for the expenses in the plan? To his credit, he at least came out and said, well, there are some things we're going to do. And eventually came around to saying that he would close loopholes and end tax breaks that don't create jobs. He mentioned the oil and gas industry is enjoying some breaks. And he says, well, we need a fairer, more balanced tax code. But other than that, he's talking about increased growth as being the source for this. Now, when you decide on some of these tax breaks that the Governor Snyder has put into place, and some of these tax breaks, you take them away, these are breaks that businesses get. Are they suddenly going to go, all right, well, we keep things exactly as they are? No, they're not going to do that.
That's not going to happen.
No, they've got expenses. They're going to sit there and say, all right, well, we got to cut costs. What kind of growth are you going to get out of that?
Very little, if none.
I don't think you're going to get much growth at all. And to be able to say, well, you know what? We're just not in a great place under Governor Snyder. It's kind of disingenuous because you look back at the last administration, this state was dead last in a lot of categories. It's gotten better. But Mark Schauer says, you know what, that's not good enough, so we need to cut everything this guy did and go do something else. Well, we'll dig into the plan a little bit further. We're going to dig into the weather here in just a second or though, so keep it right here. Have I mentioned it's 76 degrees in Kalamazoo? I may have mentioned that a few times during the past 45 minutes or so. Yeah, temperature's not changing, but it's still pretty nice out there, all things considered. It is the Jeremy Lawrence Show. It's 590 WKZO. And a reminder to you, here in just a minute or so, we're going to be talking with Bob Larson from AccuWeather to get up to date on what the weather is going to be doing, particularly this weekend, because you know what? I know you've got plans. I know you've got something on the docket that you're thinking about doing. So you'll want to know whether you're going to be doing it outside or whether you're going to have to have some sort of an alternative indoor plan, as it were. So we'll talk to Bob about that. Also, I love this. I just had the opportunity to hand over some of the first prizes in the contest that we're doing. When you text the keyword NOW to 80373, yes, we're doing a contest. Now, of course, if you text now, it gets you signed up for our breaking news updates, which is a good thing, definitely. It keeps you on top of what's going on. But also, we wanted to do something nice for you. So when you text now to 80373, WKZO will put you into a drawing for some Dave Ramsey prizes. And I just handed over the first ones today to give away. Oh, this is some good stuff. Dave Ramsey has written some books like The Total Money Makeover, Entree Leadership. Also, the new book that Dave and his daughter Rachel Cruz put together called Smart Money, Smart Kids. Or there is the Graduate Survival Guide that we're giving away. And how about this? Tickets to go see the man himself. He's coming to Grand Rapids. I believe it's in September, mid-September. He will be in Grand Rapids. And we're going to be giving away some tickets that way as well. Basically, all you have to do, take your phone, your cell phone, not your home phone, your cell phone, and text NOW to 80373, and you're entered. It's that simple. And not only that, when breaking news happens, you're in the know. So it's kind of a win-win there, so to speak.
You're going to know what's going on.
You're going to know what's going on, and you're going to know what's going on with your money. See, it's even better. It's a twofer. So definitely give that a try now to 80373. You won't be disappointed with the breaking news, and you certainly won't be disappointed if you're one of the lucky winners of that contest. All right. Well, hopefully we're not too disappointed weather-wise as we look for the rest of the week and toward the weekend. But we want to find out all the specifics of what the forecast is doing. So for that, we turn to Bob Larson from AccuWeather. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Jeremy.
So I know we talked a little bit yesterday about what was coming this weekend and weather-wise, what to expect. Where do we stand on that right now?
It's pretty much the same story. It's going to be a gradual warming trend. There's going to be a scattering of shower thunderstorm activity this weekend, but I suspect most of the time it's rain-free. Much of the area it's rain-free. Rainfall amounts probably going to be pretty spotty. So I wouldn't cancel any outdoor plans. Just prepare for this first weekend of August to start to be a little more seasonable. Won't be as cool as what we've seen. I don't mean to imply that it's going to be hot. I don't mean to imply that it's going to be muggy. But it'll definitely feel like summer again. It has not felt like summer the past few days. We've discussed about how many are not complaining about that. But I know that there are some hardcore summer fans out there. After all, this is summer. And, you know, they feel kind of cheated a little bit. That where's the heat? Where's the humidity? Where's the mugginess? Well,
you're not going to hear those words out of my mouth, but that's okay.
Or mine either.
I know that some will have been saying that, and it'll at least feel like the season again. It's been more like April or May the past couple of days, or if you will, later in September, but it'll start to feel a little more seasonable again. We tend to forget what the averages are. In fact, I just took a quick check. They haven't changed yet. We're still at the peak of the average table, that being an average high of 83, average low 62. And that's pretty much what we can expect this weekend, in that type range, a low to mid-80s by day, a low 60s by night.
Okay. All right. So in the meantime, we still got to deal with the rest of today and tomorrow and Friday. So what are we looking at there?
Basically, just a partly cloudy night. It'll be cool again, 52. We had some fog to contend with early this morning. Can't rule out that again, at least patchy fog overnight. I suspect we'll rain free. But tomorrow we introduce or reintroduce the chance of a spotty shower. Thunderstorm again, mostly afternoon and evening variety. Ditto Friday. Upper 70s tomorrow, pretty close to 80 on Friday before we jump above 80 Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, so with all of that, the word?
The word is slow. It is a slow road back to warmer weather. It's not going to happen all at once, but it is going to be warming up over the next few days. Slowly.
Okay, and here I thought it was just because I was slow to understand how weather works. You know. No. All right, well, so I guess at least it's some decent weather to look forward to. Not fantastic, but then...
it could be a lot worse, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of complaining, unlike what happened during the winter around here.
True. We're still answering some of those complaints.
Definitely, yes. So, fortunately, your phone number is unlisted. So.
Yeah.
And that might be a good thing.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what, Bob, we've got Tiger baseball tomorrow, so we probably won't get a chance to chat. And on Friday, there will actually be a guest host in, but you're familiar with him. Jim McKinney's going to be here.
Okay, so, very good.
So you get a chance to chat with Jim and share numbers with
everybody. We'll go over numbers. It'll be August 1st, and we'll have the full set of numbers for the month of July. So we'll have a complete monthly comparison this July versus last July.
Something to look forward to right there.
I think you know how that's going to turn out.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. I have a fair idea. But,
right.
But you never know. You know, we still got, what, two more days?
Right.
Anything is possible.
That's true.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome.
All right, Bob Larson there with AccuWeather, keeping you in the know on what your forecast looks like and how things are going to be. So definitely, definitely worth the time to make some plans for, okay, yeah, I have an umbrella somewhere close, but you might not.
Probably not.
Should be pretty decent all the way around. I'm not complaining, and quite frankly, if you are, well, I'm sorry. We'll just have to disagree on that one. We're going to continue going over the Mark Shower plan for the state as we continue on with the program. Keep it right here. The Jeremy Lawrence Show. It is 590 WKZO. Glad that you're with us today. And this is, I don't want to say it's a momentous day, because it's the day that, quite frankly, if you're watching politics of any kind, if somebody's running for office, you expect a day like this where you actually get a plan to go through, where they go, all right, here are the priorities that that I want to achieve if you elect me, particularly for an office like governor, because this is like grand poobah of the state, if you will. You know, this is the one that everybody turns to. Oh, well, what's the governor think about that? What's the governor planning on doing? What position is the governor going to take on that? Well, Mark Shower, Democratic candidate for governor, has come out with his plan. It covers a lot of areas. I mean, quite literally, we could spend the next 2 or 3 days on this thing. Not because it is so complete. It's just because he covers a lot of areas a little bit at a time. But I thought I might focus in a little bit on just one key area. Now, mind you, in this plan, he talks about what the, when he's elected governor, what the thing is in the budget. The thing we're going to spend the most money on, the number one priority will be...
I'm guessing roads?
No.
Education.
Education. Now, he's not... Now, roads is on the number one on the mind of everybody. And he just goes, well, education. Okay, I get that. I understand education is important, and it needs to be looked at. But I would have... I think anybody, any consultant could have told him, hey, you know what? You need to say your number one priority is the roads. Even if it isn't, you need to say that the number one priority is the roads. He didn't do that. So, I don't know. Maybe he's being honest. That could be a good thing. I don't know. But he didn't happen to mention it. So, he did mention in here talking about roads and talking about what needs to take place. And... as you peel through everything in here where he talks about, well, you know, the problem is, you know, Rick Snyder is to blame for all of this. He hasn't fixed our roads. He hasn't done this. He ended up flying to New York City when negotiations were taking place. And he should have been here, should have done this and that, blah, 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 blah. Rick Snyder sucks. That's basically what you get out of it. We've talked about that before. If you peel past that, then you finally get to, here are the things that Mark Schauer wants to do as governor. First of all, he says, launch a Rebuild Michigan campaign to fix our crumbling roads and bridges, modernize our underground infrastructure, and improve our electricity grid. Sounds nice. But there's something missing in that particular point, and it's the thing that I'd mentioned earlier. If you joined us earlier, you heard me say it. If you hadn't, I'll say it again now, and that is simply, how are we going to pay for it? What are we going to do to pay for all of that? Well, he gets into that a little bit here. He says he wants to fight for every dollar we can get out of Washington to improve our roads. Because, you know, Washington is so flush with cash, they're just, it's like a money machine that we get, oh, wait, yeah, we're having problems with that, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Spending more money than we're bringing in, yeah, okay. Okay. But he seems to think, oh, well, we can go to Washington and get money for our roads that way. The problem I have with that is, I mean, let's not forget the whole roads trust fund that Congress had to vote on, and they did one of those their short little extensions, a.k.a. let's kick the can down the road a few months until we can come up with another solution to this, which will be let's kick the can down the road for a little bit until we can figure this out. Yeah, Congress has got their act together on that one. Wow. Yeah. So he wants to go to Washington and get money. Yeah, that's going to work. Okay, anyway. Now, one thing he said, and I think this is kind of interesting, he wants to audit state government, and I'm for this. That's fine. He wants to audit state government, identify and cut any wasteful spending on poor oversight of contractors or anything like that, the money that could be used for roads. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Let's do an audit. Let's figure out where are we spending the money, where could we do a little better, where are we doing bad. That kind of thing. Okay, makes sense. But when you do that, you're not going to get $1.8 billion or whatever it is that they're quoting to get the roads fixed. You're not going to find that much. You're going to find a little here, a little there. You're going to be able to shift some things around. All right, you might get a little that way. And the House has really already looked at some things like that to be able to shift some things around and do that. My prediction is eventually I think the Senate's going to pass what the House did, and we're at least going to be a third of the way there. Now, he says he wants to develop a bipartisan road funding solution. His solution? Require corporations that were given a $1.8 billion tax break by Rick Snyder and benefit from our roads to pay their fair share to repair them. Okay, so basically you're going to increase business tax. I understand businesses use the roads. I get that. But if you increase business taxes, then all the other things in your plan that you're going to have happen because of growth are not going to happen because guess what? Businesses now have more expenses. And if businesses have more expenses, you think they're just going to keep jobs the way they are? You think everything's going to stay the same? It isn't. businesses are very sensitive to that thing. And if there are more expenses, there's going to be cuts involved. There's going to be probably some job cuts. And that's not something you want. So I understand what you're saying here, but I don't think that's the magic elixir to solve road funding. Now, he has said when he talks about this that, you know, we're not going to raise the gas tax. All right, that makes sense, but you're going to have to get the money from somewhere, and it sounds like corporations is where he's going to go for it. Corporations are not a piggy bank, and they're going to have something to say about it. And if you're wanting to attract business to the state, that's not the way to do it. If you want to attract business here and get more jobs for people, you don't do it by saying, and we're going to tax you more.
No business is going to want to come then.
And there'll be some businesses saying, fine, bye, see ya, we're going to move. And there are other states in the Midwest that are going, come on, right here.
Yeah, one just right to the south of us.
Yeah, one right to the south of us. You know what? Quite frankly, not only is Indiana begging for that sort of thing, but do you think for a minute Ohio wouldn't take some of those businesses away?
Oh, absolutely.
They would relish the thought. They would absolutely revel in it and celebrate at our disaster and say, look what we did to Michigan. Now, we don't want that. We really don't want that. Now, he also talks about upgrading infrastructure and you know, I get that, and it makes sense. But again, how are you going to pay for it? And then he talks about transportation options, investing in regional transit, public-private partnerships, and complete streets, which if you read up on complete streets, that means a street that has curbs and sidewalks and all that sort of thing. Well, that's fine in certain parts of town where you need it. But what about when you get out in the countryside? You really need complete streets out there?
No.
You basically just need two lanes and a stripe in the middle, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I understand the concept. Yeah, making things more livable. And wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. But you know what would be nice? Not driving over potholes. That would be nice. I tend to think, you know, this is sort of that pie in the sky thing that just says, all right, here's the great big thing that we want to do. Great. But I don't think the answer is saying, well, it's going to grow. It's going to grow. And, you know, there's some loopholes and things. And, well, we'll raise taxes on business. And I almost get the sense of, well, you know, it's going to grow. It's going to be great. We'll raise taxes on business. And then we're going to business is going to hear that loud and clear. And they're going to go, wait a minute. You want to attract jobs. You want to get. And he talks about in the plan, the middle class, building up the middle class. You're not going to do it that way. Businesses will close up shop. Businesses will shed off jobs and say, well, we can do this with less. That's not helping the middle class. That's hurting the middle class. And that's not what you want to do. You got to find something different. Doesn't mean higher taxes for you and I. It may eventually. But I think we need to be honest about it. Instead of just saying, well, it comes from business. This is a lot more complex than just a few words in a plan. We'll keep talking about it. Take your phone calls. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.